Well, it's hardly the Bureau's business, Mr. Lee. And Hong Kong is British territory. But, Jim?
If you made a crack like that to Ken Thurston, Chief, do you know what he'd say? I'll send you some jade from Hong Kong.
Trans-Pacific Airways, flight number 207 for Honolulu, Wake Island, Guam, Manila, and Hong Kong, now ready at gate 2.
Can I have one over here, please?
Trans-Pacific Airways, flight number 207.
But, Mr. Kendall, you simply got to take me along
with
you.
I'm sorry, Pagong.
But you don't know how invaluable I could be to you in Hong Kong place. I got cousins who got cousins there. I'll even pay for my own ticket.
That ain't the way I heard it.
Well, that is, if you could advance me just for a slight consideration first.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh? Well, thank you, Mr. Kendall. I'll go to the window and...
Hey,
this is only $10. I can't buy no ticket
for this. That's for helping me with my bags. So long, Pagong.
But Mr. X, I mean Mr. Kendall. I mean... How do you like that? Turns me down flatter than a flapjack. I bet if Mr. X wasn't sick, I'd go along.
Your pardon for interrupting your most worthy thoughts, my friend.
Huh?
Perhaps, my dear Mr. Zellschmidt, your transportation to Hong Kong might be arranged after all.
It could. Hey, who are you?
My name, sir, is Chen Wong, and I am in need of a capable assistant in my business. Inasmuch as you expressed a desire to visit Hong Kong, and my business happens to be located there.
Well, you understand, Mr. Wong, I'm a pretty busy financial type executive. Yeah, thousands of dollars invested. I couldn't work for peanuts.
Would this aid you in arriving at a decision?
That... Let me see. 10, 20. My stocks and bonds, of course. 50, 60, 75. A big merger coming up with that Las Vegas Three Cherries and Jackpot Company, 1890, 100. You know something, Mr. Wong?
Yes, Mr. Zentley?
I'm hired.
From May 25th, 1951, you're listening to The Man Called X, starring Van Heflin.
There's nothing that gets my blood boiling more than getting a call from a boiler room operation. Hi, this is Laurel Pollock from the San Francisco District Attorney's Consumer Fraud Unit. You've probably gotten one of those high-pressure phone calls. The caller says, "Hello, this is Bill from Contest-O-Rama, and you've just won 3 days and 2 nights in beautiful Tahiti." The pitch is usually deceptive. It's made from an...
Now, back to our story.
Welcome to the House of Lee.
Well, thanks.
Is there something we could do for you, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
The manager?
Yes, Sammy Lee. Is he in?
May I ask who you are, sir?
My name's Jim Kendall.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Mr. Lee is not in at the moment. I am Marlis Tai Singh, his assistant. Could I not be of help to you?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Miss Tai Singh. I'll just hang around and wait till he gets back.
But you cannot do that, Mr. Kendall.
Why not?
Because Mr. Lee has left Hong Kong on a business trip.
Where'd he go?
I do not know.
I thought you said you were his assistant.
I am.
And he left without telling you where you could get in touch with him?
Yes, that is so.
Because his business concerns sampans operating off of Kowloon Peninsula carrying illegal cargoes, huh?
Who are you?
I've already told you.
You know what I mean. Who are you?
An answer, quickly.
It's not very courteous, is it, Marlets?
Answer me, Mr. Kendall, before I...
You better put that gun back in your sleeve unless you want a witness to your intended homicide, huh?
Oh, good afternoon, Marlets. Lovely day, is it not? Yes, positively lovely. One more day, has my order arrived yet, eh? Has it?
Your order, Dr. Harvey?
Oh, come now, Marlets. Don't tell me you've forgotten it again. Oreomycin, streptomycin, chloromycetin. Should have a familiar ring by now, my dear.
You're interested in antibiotics, Doctor?
What manner of medicine isn't these days, sir? Well, is the ship from Singapore docked yet?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
But it's 3 days overdue, my dear.
I know, Doctor. We'll notify you the moment it arrives.
I hope so. Frankly, I'm almost beginning to wonder if it shall arrive.
What do you mean?
Why, with all this talk about the fortunes being made running serums and antibiotics into Red China, if I didn't know Sammy, I'd almost suspect him of being in the black market.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Get her, sir.
Got her.
George, fainted dead away. Now, what on earth could have caused that?
Well, I would say that it was your crack about Sammy Lee and the black market.
Yes, of course. How stupid can I be? Should have known better. It was bound to upset her.
Why?
Oh, don't you know, old boy? Marla's is Sammy Lee's wife.
Hello, Mr. Kendall. Ha! Surprised to see me here, eh?
Hagan, how in the devil did you get here?
Oh, there are still some people in this world who depreciate me. Yeah, like Mr. Cheng Wong, for instance.
Cheng Wong?
Yeah, my new business associate. Believe me, it's a wonderful job. I already got a paycheck.
Before or after you told him that I was working with a man called X?
Before, naturally. I'm not dope. I wouldn't have... Oops.
That's what I thought. Come on, Hagan.
Where are we going?
Have a little talk with your new boss, Chen Wong.
So, Mr. Kendall, you believe that I hire the estimable Pegasus Smith merely to obtain information concerning you?
Any other explanation, Chen Wong?
No. You are quite correct in your surmise. It was rather expensive, but well worth it.
Why?
The activities of man called X and any of his associates are always of interest to one such as me. Particularly when they may well be in direct conflict to my own.
Are they?
They will not be for long.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. You see, I am well acquainted with the fact that you are making inquiries concerning Sammy Lee and certain activities regarding the pharmaceutical supply.
So
your interest in these matters will cease within 12 hours.
What makes you think that?
Oh, it's quite simple, my dear sir. Within 12 hours, you shall either have left Hong Kong or you shall be dead.
That's right.
This is Marlis Tai Singh. I have some news about Sammy Lee.
Good. What is it?
He wants you to meet him at our warehouse in the dock area within half an hour. He has some words for you.
Any idea what it's all about?
No, Mr. Kendall. He said only that it concerns disgrace. The disgrace that has tainted his father's house with red.
What's this all about anyways, Mr. Kendall? Why did we come chasing down here to the docks like this?
To learn what business your ex-boss is in.
Huh? The Chen Wong guy? What's he got to do with it?
There's the warehouse just ahead. Well, suppose you ask Sammy Lee about that.
I don't get it, Mr. Kendall. All I know, I got no job, no money, and now... Hey, that car. It's coming right up behind us. Great.
Have a point there, Pagan. Come on.
You mean you're going into that warehouse after all that?
Why not?
But that car just pulled away from this joint. Maybe it was the same ID who tried to bump us out.
That's what I want to find out.
There's nobody around. So what's that bell ringing like that?
Burglar alarm.
Huh?
Now, come on, let's try the back.
There's nobody here either. So why don't we give this joint a brush up and get back to the hotel before the rain gets any worse?
Rain? What in the devil are you talking about?
Oh, sure, the room is leaking. I just got a couple of drops of that from the back of my hand. Look, here they...
Uh-huh.
Mr. Candle, those drops there, they're not rain.
You're right, Pagan. Look up there on the hook of that pulley.
On the hook of that pulley?
Yeah. Sammy Lee.
Hong Kong is the locale of the man called X. We'll return in just a moment. Good news, they're here. Once again, Van Heflin starring in place of Herbert Marshall on The Man Called X.
Acting for Mr. X, Jim Kendall is in Hong Kong, attempting to break up the illegal traffic in American medicinal supplies being smuggled into Red China. A Chinese pharmaceutical firm, the House of Lee, is apparently involved, and now, in a private office at the House of Lee, Jim Kendall is talking with Marlis Tai Sing, widow of the murdered Sammy Lee.
Yes, Mr. Kendall. It was Chen Wong who was responsible for all our sorrows. Chen Wong, who tried to blackmail Sammy into giving our supplies to Red China.
What pressure did he use, Marlis?
The most effective pressure of all, Mr. Kendall. Threats against my life. I begged Sammy not to do it. I would have taken any risk rather than to give aid and comfort to the enemies of my people. But it was no use.
He agreed to work with Chen Wong.
Yes. And now he's dead.
Well, maybe you can carry on for him.
Carry on?
Yeah. We need proof against Chen Wong. Suppose you tell him that you need money badly now that Sammy's dead. And that you'll help him the same way Sammy did. That is, if he'll cut you in on the black market.
And you, Mr. Kendall? After all, you are Chen Wong's most important target now. What are you going to do?
Pay a visit to Dr. James Harvey.
Dr. Harvey? What could he possibly have to do with this affair?
That's what I was wondering. I found his card lying on the warehouse floor underneath Sammy's body.
Delighted to have you drop in, Kendall. Delighted, though I must say you don't look as though you required my services. Picture of health, my boy. Picture of health.
Did you say that about Sammy Lee, too, Doctor?
Sammy Lee? I don't quite get the connection.
Sammy's dead.
Oh, surely you must be joking. Why, I examined him not 3 weeks ago. Not a blessed thing wrong with him, I swear to that.
He was murdered, Doctor, a little over an hour ago.
Murdered? I'm sure that's difficult to believe. Most difficult.
Is it? Well, then maybe you can explain a few things about the bloodstains on this card of yours.
Card of what?
Yep.
George, it is my card, and those stains do look like blood, for a fact. Where'd you get this?
It was lying on the floor underneath Sammy Lee's body.
It doesn't mean a thing. Of course, you realize that. No proof that I shot him. Matter of fact, it's not really proof of anything.
No, but it might be interesting to learn just how it got there. And how you knew he'd been shot when all I said was that he'd been murdered. You like to clear that up for me, Doctor?
Yes. I think it's high time that I did. I'm with British intelligence, Kendall, working on the same thing you are. The smuggling of illegal goods into Red China.
Now, that could be just a little too pat, Harvey.
True, but perhaps this will convince you. You work with a man called X with the Bureau. You wirelessed our office from San Francisco with certain information. It enabled us to pick up a sampan carrying contraband off Kowloon Peninsula. Does that convince you?
Well, sure, it shouldn't. By the way, were you anywhere near the warehouse tonight?
Why, no. Why?
On my way up there, I exchanged a few shots with somebody in a car. I thought you might have known something about that.
Why should I know anything about
it? Well, it was just an idea. I saw your car parked outside here, a couple of bullet holes in the body. Good night, Doctor.
I'm afraid it was a bad mistake for me to see Chen Wong, Mr. Kendall. A very bad mistake.
He didn't go for your story, Mom.
Oh, he laughed at me and told me to inform you that your time has run out. He means to kill you.
Oh, that's bad.
He means to kill all of us.
Hey, that's bad. Let's get out of here quick.
Come on, now relax. I've got a call in for Dr. Harvey.
You believe that British intelligence will be able to help us then?
Well, if he'll cooperate with us, I think we'll have a chance, Morris.
He's here.
Quiet, you idiot. That's only the phone. Oh. Hello. That's right. You're sure of that? I see. Okay, thank you.
Who was it, Mr. Kendall?
British intelligence.
Well, what did they say, Mr. X?
It was short and to the point, Pagan. They don't know any Dr. James Harvey.
But why do we have to go back to that Lee warehouse like this? Don't you realize that you're taking my life in your hands?
I just want to check on a shipment of antibiotics.
Under who?
What shipment are you talking about, Mr. Kendall?
One Dr. Harvey was so interested in. 3 days overdue from Singapore.
But it is still overdue, and we have received no word as to when it will arrive.
Maybe you didn't, Marlis, but somebody didn't. I saw that shipment in the warehouse this afternoon.
Not understand what you hope to learn here.
As long as we're still in Hong Kong and alive, Chin Wong's going to be worried.
He's worried.
So, if he wants those serums and antibiotics from Singapore, he'll have to work fast.
That came from the back of the warehouse.
Now, come on, let's see what's going on there.
Mr.
Gale.
Look.
Yeah, Chin Wong and his men.
What were they doing with all this crazy?
That's the Singapore shipment. They're moving it out. We've got them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a phone in the office. British intelligence will be out here in 5 minutes. Come on.
I would not advise trying it, what? Mr. Kendall.
Look.
Well.
She's got a...
Our little game is over. Your time has run out. There is nothing further you can do to stop us from taking that shipment and the two of you into Red China. You find the cabin of our little ship quite comfortable, gentlemen?
We might if you'd put that thing away.
Merely a slight precaution. We will rendezvous with a gunboat in a few moments. The medicinal supplies will be transferred aboard. Then the commissar of the gunboat will decide what is to be done with you.
You mean there's a choice?
If he believes the People's Republic can make use of you, you will be taken to the mainland. If not, you will be disposed of at sea.
But that puts us right between the devil.
Well, that's more of a break than Sammy Lee got, Pagan. You must have planned this for a long time, Marlis, making Sammy fall in love with you and then pulling that fake blackmail gag on him.
What was that?
We have reached our rendezvous, Zellschmidt. That rocket was fired to inform the gunboat of our presence. It will be alongside in a few moments.
Look, baby, before it gets here, couldn't we make a deal of some kind?
The People's Republic does not make deals, Zellschmidt. We take what we need, whether it is antibiotics, serums, or your lives. We... That sound. What is it?
Mr. Kendall.
Just the gunboat.
But they fired the shell at us.
Sure, a warning to stay put until they come alongside.
Warning? One of our gunboats would not fire a warning at us.
That's right.
Then what are they? British. It is a British gunboat.
With Dr. Harvey aboard, Marlis.
What?
Harvey?
He's the one who called me at the hotel to give me a go-ahead on our plan.
But you said it was British intelligence reporting that Harvey was not... Jen!
Not so fast, Marlis. Come on, I'll take that gun.
Oh!
It's better, huh?
Marlis, what's happening here?
Drop that gun, Ken.
No, Kendall!
No! Now the cabin door, Pagan. Fast!
Yes. Here you go.
All right, Marlis. I if he wants something to do until Harvey gets here, we'll just fix up Chen's shoulder for him. Maybe that'll keep you out of trouble.
Ah, but that time I see you.
Boy, oh, well, they cooked their geese all right. Don't have to worry about them trying to steal anything again.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong, Pigga.
Huh?
As long as Marlis and Chen, those like them, are still around, we've got plenty to worry about. You heard what she said. They'll try to take anything they want. Antibiotics, lives, even the world.
Well, there's one for you collectors. That's a rare one. A Man Called X episode without Herbert Marshall. Broadcast May 25th, 1951.